Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Lords and ladies, we welcome you again. What?
You didn't even cough.
I haven't exhaled. That's probably why I haven't coughed, doofus.
I'm supposed to do that first.
Why would I cough? Why would I start our show with coughing? That's not.
This is Tuesdays with Barry.
It is, but we don't want them to. We don't want them to act like we're new to this shit. Like we just started smoking. We're veterans in the game here.
True.
So welcome to the show, guys. I'm your host, Seamus, and I'm here with my co-host,
Quail.
The fucking Quail.
Not even forget.
I didn't think you'd forget your own nickname that you came up with.
You mean my new persona?
Your new moniker, I guess. Then it's your alter ego, perhaps.
It's the new me.
It's been you for, I don't know, as long as we can remember.
Now it's taken over.
Yeah, now it has full control. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tuesdays with Mary. Another cool show, another awesome show. We're just kicked back. I'm here with my co-host, and we're gonna blaze up and chitty chat with you guys. So come hang out and do what we do. And what is it that we do? I always forget. I think like pack your bowls. Something about rolling joints and stuff.
Fuck school.
Party on, Wayne. Welcome to the show. Sniffle. So here we are, guys, man, and it's obvious that my co-host here is a little bit under the weather. He's been chasing a wild beast through the night, through the cold. You know, it is still chilly here in the Midwest, and you know, when a dog gets loose, you must find him. Not all dogs will find their way home, I don't think.
Well, I don't really chase him that much anymore.
You let him come. Let him come to you.
I just like outsmart him. But the one night, the first night he got out, I did fall asleep in the gazebo for a little bit.
Yeah.
It was cold as fuck, but I fell asleep, like, I dozed off anyway, like, on that couch. I was just waiting for him.
Sometimes that's how it goes, though. You can't stop yourself from sleeping, man.
Yeah.
He's a wild beast. He's got to have his freedom. What's about to happen? Let's not do that again.
Do something different.
Yeah, I didn't. That was accidental. So anyways...
I'm going to put some more cream on my face.
Yeah, do that. If it's anything to the people that listen to our episodes, is we're definitely advocates of face cream. And, you know, everybody who's ever seen American Psycho, the very beginning of that movie...
I like to taste mine.
That is... Well, I don't even like the smell of mine. It smells like that should stay inside.
No, it shouldn't. It should be out from everywhere.
Glorified and photographed and synthesized and sold, marketed to the greater public.
That is what some people do.
I think we
sell their sperm.
I honestly feel like we might have just fallen into something.
True. Some people pay top dollar. Like, I don't know if you have like certain genetic qualities, people will pay more for your sperm to donate.
It has to be plentiful, probably. That's probably the main qualification. Yeah. There has to be a lot.
No, like, it has to do with, like, IQs and stuff, too. Like, which I don't buy that. I think that's stupid. Like, just because you have a high Q.
A high Q. Nailed it.
Doesn't mean that you're fucking
What
off.
Kind of IQ you got? Well, a high one.
Yeah.
That sounds... That's believable for me. You're in.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, less about fucking face creaming. Today's strains, man. What do we got going on here today? What did I say mine was? I got some super sour diesel, baby. Some super sour diesel, baby.
Super sour.
Super sour diesel. Yeah, so it's some weed. What do you got?
Well, I guess it's called Blue Steel.
Blue Steel. So we're smoking a gun.
Whoever grew it was like, wow, I like Zoolander a lot.
Hey, I think I just heard Bob Seger died. Yes, no bullshit.
Please, don't.
If you have your phone on, Google that because we need to know.
I feel like I would have heard that.
When have I ever watched
unless it happened, like, since I got off work. Like,
unless you and I had the same dream last night.
Oh, I've had that dream before.
That's what I mean, but this will be the first time for me.
That's a lucid dream for me. I make that happen.
Yeah, he had this dream where Bob Seger died. You can't see my air quotes, but they were there. Actually, he was murdered. He was beaten to death by a young 20-year-old.
I don't think so. I don't think that happened. But that'd be cool.
I actually enjoy that fakery that they do. You know, they fucking, you know, somebody will just get that shit out there. Yeah. Like, oh, this celebrity's dead.
What? That's funny. Well, I went on Yahoo because I figured they'd put it there. Bob Seger doesn't appear to have died. There's nothing about that, but you know, Fleetwood Mac, they fucking kicked out Lindsey Buckingham, who was like their main guitar player for like ever.
Holy shit!
I mean, for what
like that just goes to show you with us, you know, being
I didn't even know they were still a band.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. With us being musicians and our past with bandmates and shit like that, it's like that's a long ride to go seriously with somebody and be like, hey,
yeah, sorry, this whole time, it's not working out.
Yeah, we just. I've been feeling it. Yeah. She's like, you mean all those hit songs that I had played?
It's actually a dude.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. As far as anybody else knows, that's a girl. Yeah. No, what was it? Stacy?
Lindsay,
okay. Bunkin that's where the stretch was. Because
yeah.
I don't... It's more of a rare thing for me to hear Lindsay than even when I said Stacy or Jackie, you know, or something.
I couldn't think of another Lindsay that I...
Yeah, that's rare. A dude. Anyway, so Lindsay the man,
yeah,
guitar player,
yeah,
he gets kicked out of Fleetwood Mac.
But he's sang like a lot of the, you know, you can go, yeah, he sang that one and a few of the other ones.
With that being said, let's talk a little bit about your fan, your favorite, Tom Petty, American hero.
Good old Indiana boy.
Good old Indiana boy. I just want to, you know, stop and give you guys a huge shout out because... you know, this is not our only podcast. We do another podcast called Chew Gum, man, where we review entertainment. Movies, TV shows, fucking celebrity fuckery, basically. And we try to do it with humorous intent and also factual statistics. You guys have done a fucking great job with Tuesdays with Mary and Chewed Gum with iTunes reviews. We love that shit. The more the merrier, obviously. No pun intended for the show. The more the merrier. Come on.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention.
The more the merrier.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's pretty good.
Gotcha.
It was an accidental joke. See, those are the ones that you have to explain. The ones that nobody expected to happen.
All right, time anyways,
yeah, like we said, iTunes reviews are the best, man. You guys set us up with them iTunes reviews. And, you know, I am down to iTunes review you back. If you got any kind of music or television show, I'll get you a fucking 5-star rating. Best believe.
Very nice.
And now...
Go. Do it now.
This is the best part about freestyle podcasting.
Do it right now.
Is it's impossible.
Something's gonna happen.
Yeah, this way. Like it's impossible or not.
You don't know what it's gonna be.
Yeah, here we go.
If I study hard, take the test hard, I get high scores. Welcome to higher life.
Ugh, oh my K. Because I can't say oh my God, I'm very religious now, I didn't tell you this. You know, Luke went and
what's your favorite God?
You know, an extra 100 pounds and just full muscle now,
yeah,
bound in a week's time. And I, you know, converted, you know, my whole heart to, you know, our Lord and Savior, Joe Pesci. But I don't know. What the fuck would you say to that guy? He probably gets
the International Church of the Wise Guys.
Yes, the International Church of the Wise Guys. That was Luke did an impression of
first.
It was more like a goblin.
What is Joe Pesci, yeah, but not a goblin?
If he is not goblin, man, what is he? What is his existence on our plane? No, but welcome to Higher Learning, guys. We're going to give you guys a little bit of sweet shit. A little bit of that tasty old...
Some tasty turds.
Tasty old mud tunnel. We just recently were... specifically me, man. I watched UFC 222. The prelims, everything. And I think we all know, anybody listening to the podcast, and any UFC fans, MMA fans alike, and Conor McGregor fans, we know there was some high altitude
some hot action.
Yeah, catastrophes going on. He throws a dolly through a bus window, knocks two different fighters out of the off the card completely. They don't get to fight at all because of their cuttings from the glass. And then Khabib's opponent constantly was being changed. Because apparently, as far as the reports are said, as far as what I've seen, as Dana White said, that Tony Ferguson got injured because he was wearing sunglasses indoors. Now, it's one thing, guys, fans of 80s music, to wear your sunglasses at night, but it's never a good thing to wear them inside. Where it's, you know, almost impossible
unless
to
unless you're in, like, a bar or something.
Unless you are really high.
Yeah.
We know about sunglasses. We have reasons for having sunglasses.
Yeah.
You know, you wear them when
there's
sun.
Which people are going to assume
and you
that
wear them
if you're wearing.
When you have crazy eyes. Yeah. When you know that if somebody looks directly at your face, there's going to be, they're going to question what's up with this guy.
If you got sunglasses on inside, people are going to think you're blind or you're high.
Blind or high. If they're stylistic sunglasses, then you, like sometimes these guys are just dweebs.
Or your Bono.
You know, or just fucking assholes like Puff Daddy. Why are you wearing them? Because your face is weird without them. Moving on.
Yeah.
So supposedly Tony Ferguson was wearing sunglasses indoors and tripped over a cord, I guess, and hurt himself bad enough to be out of the fight. Then
that's
Max,
so
hold
sad.
On, hold on. Then Max Holloway comes in, right? The 145 featherweight champ in the UFC. He just beat Jose Aldo. I think for the second time, you know, don't quote me. He was supposed to step up and take the 155 belt fighting Khabib. Well, Max Holloway didn't make the 155 weight class. He couldn't put on 10 pounds in that amount of time, apparently.
What a fucking pussy.
Yeah. So being that it was held at the Barclays Center, which is where the Conor McGregor incident happened, in New York, they actually got this fighter who was in the 155 weight class, who was down to fight, who was already training to be on the card. You know, he was going to fight already to fight Khabib. He took the fight on one day's notice. Yeah. His name was Al Iaquinta. Al Iaquinta, okay?
Good.
And he fought Khabib Nurmagomedov. And Khabib is 25-0, undefeated, has not lost. Not only has he not lost, but he's mauled every opponent.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? Just vicious. So Al comes in one day's notice. You know, he did have a full training camp because he was training for the fight card already. But he comes in and he goes five rounds, dude, with Khabib. Goes straight fucking five rounds. He loses the decision, of course. You know, Khabib is the new champion. Congratulations
Wait,
to Khabib.
Five? I thought
Dagestan, man. That's the Russian boys. We know how they are. Like, that's the toughest ones. Every time I create a fighter on my game, he's Russian, I promise. They just got some nasty fellas out there. Speaking of fights, man, if you're a Bellator fan, if you're a fight fan, Frank Mir versus Fedor Emelianenko is coming up very soon through Bellator. It's the heavyweight Grand Prix.
Some big boys.
Yeah, so get ready for that. I'm totally excited. There's also a lot of great fights coming in the UFC as well. You know, we can't forget about the fight that I actually made you watch, and it was the fight between Zabit Magomed Sharipov versus Kyle Bochniak.
Yeah.
Was that Polish?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that was absolute MMA. Like, that was an intense-ass fight. And with, you know, I think he was the highest favorite on the card, Zabit, over Kyle. Like, highest favorite as far as the betting and shit goes. And I don't know where that went, but Kyle actually stood, you know, Kyle maintained. You saw it. It was a fucking brawl.
He didn't look like the same guy.
No, he was an animal. It was ruthless, I think. Like, both those guys put it in. You know, they definitely earned their bonus. And if you're looking to watch any fights from that card, that is definitely the fight
to
watch.
Did they get,
holy
like,
shit.
The fight of the
Oh,
night?
For sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure. After being such, you know, after watching UFC or MMA for as long as I have, it's not hard to tell when you know like that. Yeah. Fuck yeah. What?
Yeah.
You look at that, you just watch the performance between the two guys. You're like, they
beat
the hell
out of each
other.
I didn't see any of the other fights, so I wasn't sure.
It was a lull. Like, Joe Lozon got beat up real bad. And I don't know, he might not come back. Who knows? But they actually, after the end of the second round, his cornerman threw in the towel. Like, Wow. He got beat up that bad. Both of his eyes were swollen. Jeez. He's bleeding like a motherfucker. It was insane. But we cannot forget. We cannot forget why the UFC is number one. And that's where all of these fighters want to go. That's where they got to be. And it's because... It's top of the line, man.
You couldn't... No one made money fucking fighting people before the UFC. I mean, like, MMA style.
Right.
Not, like, big time.
No. And there's no fucking way. Now, and I mean, now Bellator is up there, you know, after Strikeforce is dismantled. It's up there, but I would love to see, like, Pride Fighting come back, where it's a little bit more intense, even more intense than the UFC, but that's just because I'm a fan of that fighting. I want to see dudes fighting geese again.
Yeah.
You know, actually fighting, not just jujitsu and shit. But, you know, you guys check out our good friends. Let's take a little minute and hear a commercial from our friends, Uneducated Humor.
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
The boys from Uneducated Humor.
Who the fuck are these guys?
It's Uneducated Humor, bitches.
Oh, I read on the internet these guys are a couple of little fuckholes.
Uneducated Humor? More like uneducated shitheads.
Sex, booze, and fail. The story of every man's life. Come check out Uneducated Humor. Listen to Arnold and Chench do Daily Beth, which is fail. They trade stories from their personal lives and read bizarre news headlines. Guaranteed to make you laugh. You can find us on Stitcher, Automatic, iTunes, and Podbay. If not, feel free to Google us and see what they say about us.
No, I Google that. Said you fucking blow.
Yes. Yes. Still the best commercial I think I've heard for a podcast. I don't know. It could be up for debate.
Don't get in trouble.
I know. I feel like they're the only ones that have done
such. Watch
out.
Vince Neil is going to come after you.
Those motherfuckers are petty, probably. Gotta be petty.
I mean, after the whole Napster thing, I wouldn't take any chances.
Not only that, fucking Jay and Silent Bob. Yeah. They have fucking Catherine Hahn. I'm not going to point out at all, but, you know, it's still, they really, the production, they put it together, man. It's awesome. That's even like the intro to the show. So that song is definitely out there. But a shout out to Uneducated Humor. Follow those guys on Twitter, man. Listen to their podcast. Give my iTunes reviews. You know, I can't forget, you know, in talking about UFC, that Rose Namajunas fought Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Yeah, so hard. For the second time, actually defending her belt, not fighting for the title. And that was a 5-round fight. And, Joanna looked like the, you know, she looked like the weaker fighter.
Yeah.
Rose definitely, she's definitely a thug. Handled her fucking business, went in there and kept her title.
Yeah. I want to marry a woman who can just, like, beat up people like that.
It's either that or you just got to just find a woman who is, you know, you can convince her enough. You know what I mean? Like, she's willing to be like, because this, like, Rose looks like a fucking soldier, dog. It's no joke. She's got the fucking G.I. Jane haircut. She's fucking a beast.
I mean, that's what makes sense. She's probably just sick of, like, tying it up every fucking time. She's like, I don't have to buy all these stupid braids and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll just shave it all off. And I don't have to worry about it.
In the very beginning, that she had, like, braids and stuff.
Right. But she's like, this shit's stupid.
Yeah, they all grow away from that. Because, obviously, I think it's a disadvantage.
Yeah.
I do want to bring up some upcoming fights. I mentioned before we started doing the episode about Daniel Cormier versus Stipe Miocic. Now, I don't understand what this is, if it's a unification of the titles, if Daniel is just going up to fight for the title, if Stipe is coming down. I didn't really look that far into it, but I am looking forward to those two guys getting it on. I also mentioned TJ Dillashaw versus Cody Garbrandt for the second time. I'm going to quote TJ here when he said he's going to put him face down and ass up for the second time.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
Fuck that.
Because then he'll probably...
I would love that.
He'll probably fucking retire after that. No.
Get rid of Cody Garbrandt. He's got to go get a job at, like, Foot Locker with his neck tattoos and shit. And good luck, buddy.
He'll go hang out with Connor, and they'll both be fucking in county jail for a while.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I mean, if Garbrandt wasn't fighting, he would probably be... He looks like a prisoner.
Yeah, right.
Like his
looks like the type of dude who would just beat his mom up or something.
If you guys aren't aware, his neck tattoo says self-made. So imagine seeing that on a dude in jail. Like, your hombre sleeping above you gave you that tattoo. It's obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, I got myself here. Nobody else.
Okay, now this is okay. This is a weird comparison, right? So this is the way I look at some of these fighters. I have nothing against tattoos. I have tattoos myself pretty heavily. But it's the fact that the best fighters, dude, the best fighters don't have tattoos at all, almost.
They don't care about that shit.
Almost
like my body is just a vesicle for the punishment.
It's a vesicle. It's a vesicle, guys, is like a vessel, smaller. it only shows up when it's below zero outside.
Yeah.
We gotta stop.
I will not desecrate it
for a few seconds. So we'll be right back. Okay, guys, we made it back, and as we were saying before our break, that you won't even be able to tell was happening. We were discussing tattoos and non-tattooed athletes amongst MMA fighters and such. I don't know. I feel like, okay, this is the question I was going to ask you, and I was going to ask you it kind of while we weren't podcasting, and I felt like it was better to wait till now. Do you think, and you're not a fighter, I know this, but do you think psychologically is it worse going up against a guy who's covered in tattoos or a guy who just looks extremely fit?
I mean, I don't think either. I don't know. I think reputation would precede anything. Like, that's the main thing.
Maybe you were the wrong person to ask questions.
Yeah.
He said, my mind is not into a question answering this
probably
week.
Yes.
Probably yes, and then also maybe because... No, but... Okay, here's my theory. This is what I'm thinking. I think it kind of goes both ways, depending on which guy you are on the opposite end. Like, how scary do you look in comparison, right? Because it is about, you know, psychological shit in a lot of ways. You know, you gotta... It's bullying at its finest, you know, at its highest paid.
Yeah. I mean, I guess probably, like, tattooed guy.
At first, right?
Because, like, anybody can be fit and get, you know, ripped. But, like, if you're going to get covered in tattoos, you know, obviously you have a pain tolerance. So there's
that. And most cases, though, even the tattooed guys are in fucking fantastic shape as well. So that's, like, twice as scary.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of them only get the tattoos because they're not as scary as they think they are.
Yeah.
Or... Right. You know, their skills, the skills that they possess aren't as lethal as they expect them to be. But, like I said, more upcoming fights, man. Darren Till versus Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. And this is going to be a really interesting fight because Darren Till has only had one fight in the UFC. And it was against Donald Cowboy Cerrone, and he beat him up quickly. And it was sad because I love Cowboy. So he's coming back to fight in his hometown of Liverpool against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
Liverpool.
Now, Stephen has crazy, crazy kicks, crazy strikes, good as fuck at distance. So we're going to see, you know, the 170s get it on, man, because that's a big dude. Both those guys are pretty big. Supposedly, I've heard about Brock Lesnar returning.
Hmm. Is he in the WWE now?
Yeah, but his contract supposedly was coming to an end as of Sunday, WrestleMania. So whether or not...
He's like, all right, let's go back to the other thing now.
Yeah, I mean, well, supposedly as far as Dana White says, he most definitely wants to fight. So, if he, you know, no, they haven't talked money or anything like that, but they've... He's definitely been brought up in conversation. Cormier was pretty excited when that was brought up. I would love to see a Cormier. But how? Cormier would have to go up to to heavyweight and then fight a guy who's beyond natural heavyweight.
He's like, very thick.
Yes, this is true. As Joe Rogan says, he's a thick man. Now, this is some special news I think you might be interested in. And the world of Tuesdays with Mary and all our fans. Floyd Mayweather is supposedly being trained.
Who?
Is supposedly being trained by Tyrone Woodley to make an MMA debut.
Yeah, right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right.
So the constant conversation so far that being brought up, the fact that he would even be willing to do such a thing, is he going to fight Connor? Is he going to fight Connor?
No.
Now, of course, there's no fucking way he would last against Connor. No way. No way. Not his first fight. There's no way. Connor would eat him up because he's not going to expect half the things. Even if Tyrone trains him for 7-8 months, doesn't matter. Because stand-up guys are, you know, stand-up guys are pretty much obsolete when it comes to fighting.
Has he ever even been knocked out or, like...
Who?
Floyd Mayweather.
No. I don't... He's undefeated as far as I know, but it doesn't matter if he's... If you got a guy who's
probably never even been hurt, you know?
So with that being said, that was the main opponent that they were obviously thinking of is, oh, is he going to fight Connor in the octagon, blah, blah, blah. But no. What I've heard is he's going to fight CM Punk, if it happens. Yeah, that's a good fight. That's definitely a good matchup. You got fucking goofy WWE guy fighting a goofy boxer. No offense to my Mayweather fans and listeners. I'm just saying, as far as the Octagon is concerned, they don't need the likes of only
it's
a stand-up guy.
Just a fucking money grab, that's all.
Yes. So anybody who would watch UFC 222, you'll be able to see the differences. Like, it makes a huge difference when somebody comes from being really good at one sport to another. You know, it shows you the difference. Like, you have to be well-rounded nowadays to be an MMA fighter. You just have to be. The game has evolved so much. Guys with one-punch power aren't going to last. Why do you think Francis Ngannou lost against Stipe Miocic and he kept his title? Because he's one-sided fighter. He has punching power. That's it. You have to be dynamic. You have to be able to stop a takedown. All that shit. But in most cases, these fellas can't. So that's why, you know, even as far back as, like, when James Toney came over, you know, he had 60-plus knockouts as a boxer. He came over and fought Randy Couture and lost immediately. It's kind of how it goes. But with that being said about punching power, Francis Ngannou has the hardest recorded punch of all time. One punch power. It's like 126,000 kilowatts or some whatever the fuck. I don't know what the fuck it's measured in. Whatever, some sort of power. But there's a video going around of Joe Rogan breaking the record.
Really?
With his leg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he broke it, like, multiple times. His first try was, like, 127, then 135. So Joe Rogan can kick like a motherfucker. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I dig that because I'm a fan of, you know, I like Joe Rogan and the fact that he's authentic. You know what I mean? That's a real guy. Shout out to the Joe Rogan Experience. Great podcast, guys. I also got to bring up the fact that, you know, Ronda motherfucking Rowdy Rousey, you know, former UFC champion, Fast and Furious, you know, actress and such, has now signed a deal with the WWE, and she was recently featured in WrestleMania. And that just happened, guys, so, you know, I'm not that big of a fan of that kind of thing anymore, but I will say, Undertaker, Stone Cold, that whole fucking era between The Undertaker and Stone Cold was probably my favorite era of wrestling. Just because the storyline every time was amazing between those two guys. The fact that he was the undead. And Stone Cold was such a great fucking wrestler. Hype man. All that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say one thing because I've seen a gif of The Undertaker. And he's, you know, he's still a part of this thing. And he seems to be doing a decent enough job. You know, they've kept him on. He's an old guy,
yeah.
As far as we all know. But if you guys are, you know...
Sting.
Yeah, Weapon of Sting. All those... You know, Andre the... No. Who is Andre the Giant? But anyways, you guys like comic books and wrestling and the like, and you want to hear more stuff about WrestleMania, I'm sure these guys will do you justice.
Hey, this is Christian.
Hey, this is David, and this is The Amazing Nerd Show. We're a podcast that takes a deep dive into nerd culture. Every episode, we will talk comics, movies, video games, and even wrestling.
You can find us on iTunes, you can find us on Podbean. The Amazing Nerd Show, the show you never knew you wanted.
There it is, guys. That's The Amazing Nerd Show, man. Christian and Damon. You guys check them out because I guarantee you when you want to hear about WWE and the likes of anything that is considered nerdy, I guess, check them out, man. Definitely worth the listen. Quality. Those guys are funny. They do you justice when you listen. Moving on, I want to bring up the fact that Everybody knows about this app. Everybody buys from this app. I know it because I'm a UFC fan and I've seen them as a partial sponsor for different fights. Wish.com, guys, okay? Bunch of fucking nerds. Bunch of assholes and the nerds that we don't like. There's good nerds, there's bad nerds. These ones, not a fan. Bunch of dicks, man. This is the first time I've ever ordered a phone case and it's taken, you know, 30 plus days for a phone case. It's absolutely absurd. But, you know, they give you a refund if it takes too long. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, they fucking better. Should give you some free shit or something.
Right. Just to keep, because I bought a lot of stuff. Like, speaking of which, these microphones. The microphones we use to record on. You know, and it was all part of something that I had purchased on March 3rd, you guys. And I'm still waiting for it, and I'm super pissed about it. So, fuck you, Wish, you cocksucking motherfuckers. Moving on.
Eat my crumb.
If you have the kind of money you can spend on places like Amazon, you know, instead of Wish, or, you know, just the kind of money that you can throw around and share with the world. There's this new thing, man. I caught it on Netflix, and I highly recommend it to everybody. It was Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity. Now, there's stand-up bits, there's sketch comedy. It's just all-around good fun. And it's all in the name of Alzheimer's research, okay? It's all in the name of Alzheimer's research because as far as I know and as far as watching that is concerned, there is no cure for Alzheimer's.
Now, how are people with Alzheimer's going to do research?
No, Alzheimer's, well, I don't think they're putting it behind the computers. Really getting them in the lab. They're not going to get very far.
That was my joke.
I know I was circling it around. We were going to get funny there. But, yeah, Alzheimer's, like I said, it is a really highly debilitating disease. It's, you know, huge memory loss. We're stoners, you guys. And I would like to have some memory loss because there's some memories that you just don't want to keep. But unfortunately, it's not
happening. Find yourself in the produce aisle with your pants around your ankles, wondering where you are.
For the third time that week. Anyways, if you guys do have the money to throw around, man, don't donate to our podcast. Don't donate to fucking podcasts in general. Alzheimer's is a huge disease, and for all of us youngsters out there, we still got a lot of time before anything like that kicks in.
It's a huge disease. It's really making a fucking comeback.
Yeah, Alzheimer's is really doing... Look, see how much louder I am on this wave compared to your fucking nothingness?
Oh!
You gotta talk up, man. He's stuffed up, guys. But Luke is here. I wish I could just mic him up.
The creature.
Put a mic on you. Maybe put the headphones on, you'll talk louder. That's what I've done before. So, anyways,
people can hear me.
Yeah, so people can hear you when we do our next episode of Chew Gum. Ladies and gentlemen, what I want to get to.
Now
is,
I can't hear you.
It's fine. I don't say much.
Hello.
What I was going to say is, if you guys have the money to throw around, donate. Donate to Alzheimer's Research at donatehfc.com. That's donatehfc.com for Alzheimer's Research, man. We're youngsters still. It'll be a while before we have to run into anything like that, but it'd be better to know that there's at least some sort of cure, yeah.
Right.
Speaking of which, Seth Rogen, he's a man, you know, does his fucking job. He does great things. We love the fact that he's a Stono-Judaicus as far as that is concerned.
He's a good Jew.
Which basically just means a stoner Jew, which is kind of awesome. With that being said, who's Batman to you?
I think Batman lies within the hearts of every boy for his entire life.
That sounds kind of bad. Like you just, Batman's lying in your heart.
Batman will be inside of you. It doesn't have to be consensual.
That's fair. I would imagine that's how the bat, you know, that's how the bat likes that.
But yeah, I probably like Michael Keaton.
Me too. I'm Batman.
I don't know. They were all pretty good.
It's kind of a tragedy when there's so many different Batmans, and sometimes the ensemble cast around them is better.
It was like the Dark Knight and shit was so great. That was, like, the best Batman, like, movie, but I didn't, like, Christian Bale wasn't that great. Like, he was just a fucking...
No.
He's not, like, I agree. He's not cool.
No, he's not a cool guy. Val Kilmer was just barely cool when he did it, so I fully agree with you there on that.
And then you had George Clooney, who was, like, you know, obviously, they were just, like, yeah, we're gonna just, like, make him bang him. He's, like, the sexy Batman.
Wait, Val Kilmer?
No, George Clooney.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that as well. But what was Michael Keaton? Just a fucking
guy. He was just like your average Joe Banner.
Just like, this could be you.
Yeah.
This could be you, normal guy. Person number three.
I don't give a fuck.
Which I fully agree with, and I doubt that. That's what I don't doubt that at all, because when you think about it, in the long run, that's exactly what it is. You know, Batman is your everyday ordinary guy, and I've made the comment many times, probably on this podcast, that Batman's the only superhero that will die of old age, and I'm sure he has in some of the comic books.
Tony Stark.
But if you guys like us talking about movies and movies in general, movie information, movies and movies and movies, check out our new friends at the Movie Pass Pod.
Do you like Movie Pass? Do you know what Movie Pass is? My awesome Uncle Keith and my cool cousin Noah talk about movies and Movie Pass on their podcasts. Listen to the Movie Pass Pod on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
There it is, you guys. First time ever we've had the Movie Pass Pod commercial on here. And we're glad to have him on here. We're glad to have him part of our Tuesdays with Mary show. We're going to have him in the next show. And what a beautiful commercial, man. I never thought about having a youngster do your voiceover work, but I'm sure the podcast is great. Haven't had the pleasure, actually, of listening to the episode. But, you know, we do have plenty of more stuff coming for you guys very soon. I'm super excited about it. You know, like we've mentioned many times, we got more podcast shows that we do, and we will continue to do them. And, you know, we love doing them. Sorry that my co-host is a little bit under the weather, but, you know, it's part of being human.
It's like a consistency. It's part of
his, I didn't mean it's part of being human. I meant it's his human part that's sick.
There's something growing inside of me.
Still. And we're going to figure that out someday for you, buddy. We're going to get you fixed. But shout outs, man, real quick. I don't have my list in front of me, but definitely the Four Fat Guys, man. Check out that podcast. Fucking great show. Check them out at fourfatguysshow.com. Who else we got? Scene and Nerd, another great podcast. Check those dudes out. Michigan Natives, One Giant Leap for Geeks. Check them out on Twitter. You know, find all these podcasts on iTunes, man. iTunes reviews are the best. That's what we all need, and, you know, that's what we all love. So the more the merrier. The more the merrier. Once again, circle back to the pun. That's fucking what we do in this show, baby. The last thing I want to ask Luke here, and we're going to get this on the podcast because it's a question I think everybody has in their mind. All right? Zombie attack.
Oh, yes. Please.
How long do you survive and how? Bam, bam, bam.
There's so many things to do.
Okay.
I mean, it could be really easy.
Okay. Where are you when it happens? That's the first question, right?
Like, wouldn't you just assume that you're like where you are?
Like, okay, it's right now during the podcast.
We'd be fucked, like, right now?
Yes, because right now, currently, don't forget, we have two lovely SUV'd officers just outside.
So we steal their guns.
So of course, yeah, they of course turn into zombies first.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just thought it was a good question, just in case, you know,
probably,
it's hypothetical, really.
Yeah.
Say you're just getting off work.
Like, I feel like it's wouldn't last that long, if I'm being realistic.
Yeah, because
something stupid would happen. Because
if you carried a weapon,
the one thing about zombie like shit is like, You have to always be on, like, on guard.
Always. You never know when it's going to happen.
And, like, you'll see that happen, like, keep your head on the Walking Dead and shit. The zombie will just come out of fucking nowhere and just bite you in the neck. You're like, oh, damn.
Crazy. That's exactly right, though. Zombies are sneaky fuckers.
So I would, yeah, I would probably just, like, fall asleep somewhere and wake up dead.
You know, if certain religions are true, you know, then devouring somebody else's brain should then give you their power, right? Some religions are that way, like, not fucking religions, but some
like the Aztecs place.
Yeah, like, I don't know, there's different cultures and stuff, yeah, where they think that eating a person is, you know, somehow keeping them alive inside them. So therefore, yeah, it is a zombie by eating your brain, therefore, you know, getting your IQ on top of theirs, so then eventually there's just, like, zombies who can read emails and shit like that. Who knows? Just cocky zombies. Hard to say. But, with that being said, guys, we're going to go ahead and give you our wonderful ad. Do you enjoy entertainment? Have you wasted money or time not knowing what to expect?
Well, look no further.
The Chew Gum Podcast is your answer.
It's a Blasty Blast.
We are the Gruesome Twosome, and Seamus and Luke. We find the latest entertainment and give you our views and hopefully save you time and money. So come listen to the Gruesome Twosome and chew up recent entertainment. Who's listening to you, dummies?
Girl.
Every time, that gets me. I was just telling Carly there about... it was the first time she's ever heard that commercial. Yeah. And I was telling her about it. I was like, me and Luke died so hard the first time we heard it because we didn't know in the recording Robert fucking nailed that grum part, which is beyond beautiful. That's our buddy Robert also does. We'll let Luke clear his sinuses.
I've been holding it.
It's fine. And the reason it's fine is it just proves to everybody that this is just real, okay? We're not going to edit out fucking farts. We're not going to edit out sneezes, coughs, fucking... Someone might puke on the air at some point. Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't know. Yeah. We can't stop it from happening. You know, this shit is real. It's authentic. And when it's authentic, you know, you expect something like that to happen. So we accept your sneezes, man. Matter of fact, we applaud them.
Thanks.
Your sniffles and whatnot. Matter of fact, come back sick next week.
Oh, I will.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that. But if you guys want to follow Tuesdays with Mary, man, keep up to date, share our episodes, whatnot. Follow us on iTunes, of course. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram at @TWM_podcast, and on Facebook at TWM Podcast, no underscore. You know, we're constantly doing it, and this is your guys' show. This is our show. This is us entertaining you, but, you know, we do it for you guys, so hopefully you enjoy it as much as we do. Peace, love, and harmony.